Proclamation number 6443 of 4th of January, 1956. Work of Dark Forces. It is a frightening work of the evil forces in the lost time before the end. The Prince of Darkness constantly urges them on to cause confusion, and given the darkness of spirit in which people lie at this time, they also succeed all too well, for they are heard and people believe, and whether it is the thickest errors and lies which are presented to them, they accept it as truth and become ever darker in their spirit. Yet every person could most likely recognize it for what it is if only he would approach me myself for enlightenment if something appears doubtful to him. But people's spiritual arrogance is already so great that they don't consider it necessary to ask this question, but are convinced of the sincerity of those who administer the deepest error to them. People's lack of knowledge is increasing more and more instead of being remedied. But I have foretold you that many false prophets and false Christs will rise from the dead, that they will perform miracles for you which my adversary performs. I have admonished you not to believe them. However, you humans must not reject everyone as a false prophet, but you must seriously examine them as to their authenticity. You must believe that true prophets will also arise who want to help you achieve your salvation. You must not accept everyone, but also not reject everyone who presents himself to you as a prophet, as being in my service, in the last time before the end. But you have certain characteristics of a genuine prophet, that he walks along inconspicuously and proclaims my word to you, that he points you to the end, that he gives to you in complete unselfishness what he receives from me directly, as I myself did when I lived on earth. My emissaries will not appear in dazzle and splendor. My emissaries will not walk amongst you humans differently as I myself did, and never ever will I hide behind high and highest ranks, never ever will I reveal myself through such people who stand at the highest pinnacle of worldly organizations, for these are not the right successors of me, who myself, completely destitute and simple, felt drawn towards those who are poor and weak and in need. I would certainly also be able to appear there if the true succession of those would be proven to me by the fact that they themselves rejected all external ostentation. If the work would proceed in silence and a clear distance from traditional customs would be recognizable. If they listened to the voice of their spirit and allowed themselves to be guided, to be a loving father to the poor and weak, to the needy, to alleviate hardship and to truly walk the path of discipleship by standing up for the pure truth, which a spirit-filled person now also clearly recognizes in himself. But my adversary prevents this and therefore deceives them, which causes them to sink even deeper into spiritual darkness. My adversary has great power before the end, but he would not be able to use it where he finds resistance, the closest bond with me through unselfish activity of love. Yet such would express itself differently, for it does not show itself outwardly, it does not emerge, it does not support a power which is about to collapse, for a spirit enlightened by love also clearly recognizes people's spiritual low and its cause. And a person whose spirit is enlightened cannot profess untruth but campaigns against it. Don't let yourselves be beguiled and ask me for clarification if you doubt, but don't thoughtlessly accept what my adversary presents to you in order to darken your spirit even more. Where bright light shines, there is truth. There I reveal myself, and there my prophets will arise, who warn and admonish you, and who again and again denounce my adversaries' activities. But the truth, the light, is not to be found in the gaze of the world. And worldly is everything that sends out its dazzling light, which has no luminosity. But where light shines, there I myself appear. There is truth, there is my spirit, and this also brightly illuminates the doings of Satan. Amen.